What's occurring?
Right, you know the deal. You've played this game before.
The last time I was robbed.
You were robbed?
Yeah.
Let's try and put that to rights today.
Oh. What's occurring?
Right, you know your belly button?
Yeah.
Quite minging, aren't they?
Mine's clean, Scott.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
You wash that, do you?
Every single morning in the shower. Full scrub.
Just the idea of touching it makes me want to dry heave.
Why? What's wrong?
I don't know. I don't like people touching it. Mine either.
Just clean it. What's wrong?
I can't say I've ever washed mine.
Oh, Scott. No. I wonder what that pong was.
We thought we'd go out onto the streets and give people the chance to, maybe for the first time, actually kind of get inside their belly button and have a little sniff.
Oh, no.
Sorry if you're eating your breakfast.
It's breakfast show, Scott.
I know. It's all fine. So, look, this is just to see what people would do for money, basically. So, Ian, here from the show, went out onto the street, and we offered people £1, sometimes even a euro, because I had some of them jingling around. We offered them £1 or euro to shout through a megaphone, "I've just picked my belly button, would you like to smell my fingers?"
Oh, no.
I know, sorry, it's gross, but... How many people, just for the money, would do it out of 6?
Which street did you go to? Is it Stupid Street?
Yeah.
Okay, Stupid Street. I'm going to go high. I'm going to go 5 out of 6.
5?
Yeah.
Oh, none.
I know.
Not even for £10 would I do that.
But Becky, it's Stupid
Street.
Yeah,
different.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 2.
2. Let's find out. So Ian went on to Stupid Street and said, "For £1, will you shout, 'I've just picked my belly button, would you like to smell my fingers' through this megaphone?" Here's what happened.
I'm not sure I'd do it, but I think Miranda would, because she's the daredevil of the partnership.
So, this is what you have to say. "I've just picked my belly button, would you like to smell my fingers?" Okay. Can I, before we do this, I do have euros. Do you take euros or do you only want pounds?
Euros.
"I've just picked my belly button! Would you like to smell my finger?"
Good work. Here we are. We've got one right there. For a euro as well. She can't even spend it. Next.
Mm-mm. I just wouldn't do that. It's too early for that.
What about... Okay, so you don't want to accept the pounds. I've got euros.
What?
Euros. Do you want any euros instead of a pound?
I'm good.
No money.
No money.
Fail.
I like the way she said it was too early for it, though. Maybe if we got her in the afternoon,
she would have been right up for digging on then.
Yeah.
Next.
Would you do that for a pound?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What a legend. Right. On the megaphone, go.
"I've just picked my belly button. Would you like to smell my fingers?"
This is wrong on so many levels.
No.
It's in change, though. It's 250p. Is that all right? Thanks very much.
Sorry about that. I only had 250p left. Couldn't give you the whole solid pound there. Yep. They did it.
They're probably going for it as well, aren't they?
It's a pound.
Stupid Street.
Yeah.
You've got to say this, right? "I've just picked my belly button. Would you like to smell my fingers? If you do that, I'll give you a pound."
Fair enough.
Oh, you're hard. Go, Lily.
Woo! "I just picked my belly button. Would you like to smell my fingers?"
Very well done.
I'm good at that. Thank you.
That's so worth a quid.
And shut up.
That was so worth a quid.
Also, she didn't really take part, did she? She was like... as quietly as possible.
Did you hear her go... "I'm so good at that"? Like, she's done it before.
Every day someone comes and asks us to do that. Next.
You can have a pound, courtesy of me. All you have to do is get this megaphone and shout very loudly, "I've just picked my belly button. Would you like to smell my fingers?"
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they want me to win a pound. I think that's worth about £5.
Oh,
fail.
We didn't have much money, did we? I think we only sent you out with a quid, Ian. No, about 5. That was it.
For a pound? I've read it for free, to be honest.
"I've just picked my belly button. Would you like to smell my finger?"
How do you feel after that?
Pretty good. I've got a few nice looks, I think.
"I have a pound. Would you accept it in change? I've only got change."
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Not a fussy.
He said he'd do it for free, though, didn't he, at the start of that?
Yeah, we still gave him a pound, didn't we?
Ah.
Four people.
4 people.
Come on, Jam.
Nice.
Oh. What's
the... You know Heston Blumenthal?
Oh, I like him. Yeah. He likes to blow things up and make things really cold.
Yeah, one of the many chefs on TV. He loves his chocolate. Don't know whether you saw Heston's feasts the other night. In particular, he loves the king of chocolate, Sir Willy Wonka. So, it's a simple question. How many times did Heston Blumenthal, on Heston's feast the other night on telly, mention Willy Wonka or any combo of the above?
Now, Heston's one of those TV chefs who gets really, really passionate about something.
Yeah.
Really passionate. How long was the show? Was it an hour?
Yes.
Hour long show?
Hour.
I'd say at least 15. 15 times.
15? Yeah. Becky?
I'm going to go tactical. I'm going to say 60.
Oh, Becky!
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Heston Blumenthal talking about Willy Wonka.
The whole idea of doing a Willy Wonka-inspired feast is incredible.
Here is my Wonka lickable wallpaper. But this wouldn't be Charlie in the Chocolate Factory without a Wonka bar. Have I managed to make a water feature worthy of Wonka? The eccentric character of Willy Wonka,
taking some of Wonka's ideas, fantastical ideas of Wonka.
Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Willy Wonka inspiration. Willy Wonka feast. Willy Wonka. Swinging 60s Wonka meal.
True Wonka starter.
The world of Wonka. Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka.
Oh, no.
Wonka original. Willy Wonka's world.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka's. The Wonka chocolate waterfall.
The Wonka chocolate waterfall. That's my Wonka. This is Willy Wonka.
A Wonka reinvention.
He is the personification of Willy Wonka.
Wow. That's such a good word, Wonka.
I love it.
I like the way he knows him well enough to just call him Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's his mate down the pub.
Wonka.
Didn't you see him in the film? He's the one that got put up the chute. Oh, no, that wasn't Heston Blumenthal. That was the other girl.
Yeah. Good. What? That was...
The one with the blue face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There are actually 27 Willys or Wonkas in there, so Becky gets the point. One all.
Oh! What's a kidding?
You know David Greedo off the Sport?
Oh, I like David.
He's behind you.
Hey, David.
Hi.
I used to speak to him when he does news into and sport into my show.
Yeah.
We have a nice chat off air every now and then, yeah.
Well, Marina off Marina and the Diamonds came in yesterday. Lovely lady.
Yeah.
David thought so. He was well flirting with her.
Oh, no.
Had pictures taken the lot.
David.
Now, imagine how excited David was when Marina called up for a chat later on in the day.
I was well excited.
Yeah? Only typical me. It was just me with some clips of Marina from the interview we did in the morning.
How can you play with David's emotions like that,
I know,
Scott?
Sorry, David, because... Was there any point in the conversation you thought, yes, it's her? Say yes.
Yes.
Right, so my question is, how long could I keep David Garrido on the phone for with clips of the very hot Marina off the Diamonds, Becky?
Yes.
7 minutes.
What do you take me for?
You got no shame.
Mr. Jam.
If you say more than that...
No, I wasn't going to, David, I wasn't. I'm going to put my trust and faith in you, David. I'm going to say 3 minutes.
Three. Right, it's not obvious that it's me at all. It's very, very authentic. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's me calling up Sports David Garrido with my clips of Marina and the Diamonds. Look at him. He's not heard this yet, have you, Dave?
No.
Hi, David speaking.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's that?
My name's Marina. My name's Marina.
Hi, Marina, how you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
So, what are you up to today?
It's not I can't be bothered, it's just, I don't know. Don't you feel a bit weird about it?
About what?
Oh, I love David Garrido.
Yeah. What?
I just think it's a bit of a time sucker.
Yeah, it can be. It can be.
Don't worry.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what to say now.
My name's Marina.
What, not Shakira or Catherine Zeta?
No.
Right. Okay.
My name's Marina.
Great. Right, well, do you know what? It's lovely chatting. I've got to go now. Bye.
No.
Can we get a round of applause for David Garrido, please?
See, even when I didn't have a clip of her saying, my name's Marina, I just played it from the song, didn't have a clue. Not a clue.
See, one, if it had been actual Marina, I'm hoping that I would have actually
It would have been 7 minutes.
Yeah, probably would have been 7 minutes.
Or more.
24 hours.
Yeah. So, it was 1 minute 25. Mr. Jam said 3 minutes. So, Mr. Jam wins today's occurring. Boom! Right, have fun at your... It's Austria you're going now.
Yeah, snowbombing in Austria, and then tomorrow night Dakota and Charlton, and then Saturday night, 11 o'clock on Radio 1.
Oh, my God, you're a busy man.